Coming up here on KNKX is a story from our weekly storytelling show, Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
So what do you do when you feel life's clock ticking? It's now or never. And you have to say something that you've never said out loud, and it's really important. Seattle writer and radio producer Dominic Black found himself in this exact situation. He shares this essay.
When I think back on it now, when I was growing up, there were two things that were really hard for me to tell my parents. And the first was, hey, Mom and Dad, we're getting sex education at school. And the second one was, I love you.
I don't want to talk about this. I want to be clear about what exactly you want to hear.
So a bit of background. That's my dad in 1997, 2 years before he died.
Well, I can work clearly on this.
Yeah. That's the one time I tried to record my dad, and as you can tell, he wasn't entirely comfortable with the whole situation, which is fair enough. Right? We were sitting at the foot of the kitchen table at our house on the north coast of Ireland, and my mum is ironing in the background.
Hello, Dominic. How are you?
That's her. She had 12 kids. I'm number 10. I have two younger sisters.
When are you taking that beard off?
My beard was a perennial preoccupation for my mum. But getting her to talk was easy. She'd tell you she had nothing to say, and then she'd go on for an hour.
What do you want me to tell you?
Right, well, tell me what you were going to tell me there.
You asked the question.
Right, well, how did you and Dad meet then?
Well, I was wanting to go to the tech to do short...
And she was full of mischief. She'd cheat at cards, and then she'd deny it, and then she'd say something like, you're not too old for a slap in the ear, you know, you cheeky article. But Dad was different. For one thing, he was born in 1916. He was 14 years older than Mum. And by the time I went to university in 1986, he was already 70 and still working. And then there was the vexing Irish question. Dad was careful about what he'd say and who he'd say it to. Growing up a Catholic in Northern Ireland, his experience and his father's experience taught him that saying the wrong thing could get you in trouble. The capital T troubles when I was growing up were a sort of constant background noise. 30-odd years of, civil war, I suppose, and troops in the streets. And so I'd go off on a teenage rant about Margaret Thatcher and something she'd done or something she'd said. And Mum and Dad's response was always, don't you be saying anything. Or as the folk song from the time had it.
Whatever you say nothing when you speak about you know what. For if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you.
The only time I ever saw my dad cry was when his brother died. And I remember seeing him walking down the corridor in the hospital, and tears were streaming down his face. And I'd never seen that before. And it was amazing. It was like he was revealed in a way that he'd never been to me before. This is our family eating dinner. Dad sat at the same place at the table every single mealtime, and he always had a half glass of milk with his dinner. He wore a tie most days. He was evangelical in his belief that a good education was the road to a decent life. And he said things like, Van Morrison, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't go to the back door to see that fella. This was more his cup of tea. Count John McCormick, the famous Irish tenor, of whom Dad never tired of saying, he's a papal count, you know. Dad never once told me, I love you. He was a generation and a half distant from me, and he never had to say it. It probably never even occurred to him. I mean, it was evidenced by the roof over our heads and the groceries that were delivered in a cardboard box from McClister's every Friday night, and in the colour TV that arrived one Saturday afternoon, and in the money that was always somehow scraped together to pay for a school trip for one of my sisters, or my first guitar, a black Harmony Sovereign with no bridge, bought from Harry Mulholland for £50. So saying, I love you, it didn't matter to my dad. It wasn't important at all to him. What mattered was what he did. At some point, though, the idea took root in my head that it was important for me to say I love you to him. And there's a whole lot of different reasons why that generational change happened. I mean, I've half a notion that it had something to do with the fact that we, when we were growing up, were living in cold, dark Northern Ireland, watching a lot of American TV where the sun shone, and people said stuff like that. I mean, nobody where I came from said that. I mean, they say it now, like they say it all the time now, but somehow it became important to name the emotions that you're feeling in a way that was unthinkable a generation before or unnecessary. So anyway, fast forward a few years, I'm 30 years old, I'm going back to Scotland after the Christmas holidays. I was living in Scotland at that time. And Dad's given me a lift back to the boat. It's 6:30 in the morning, it's cold and damp, and I'm hungover. And we get to the ferry terminal. I did this journey a lot, and that ferry terminal is engraved in my brain. I mean, I can summon up a picture of that place, and I feel almost like I'm back there. And we're having a cup of tea, we're sitting in these white plastic chairs, then the shop shutter behind us rattles open and I go in and I buy the papers, a Guardian for me and the Irish News for Dad. And then it's time for me to get going. So I gather up my stuff and we make our way over to the line where I'll go through security. And as usual, I'm never quite sure whether me and Dad are going to hug or we're going to shake hands or what. So we do this odd little shimmy and then we do a wee bit of both. It's like a half hug, half shake hands, and he slips a £20 note into my hand, which is something he always did. Buy yourself something on the boat, he says. Thanks, Dad. Thanks for driving me. Ah, sure, it gets me up for mass. And then at the age of 30, I say it at last. I love you, Dad. And he sort of makes this strange little sound, like a... And he sort of laughs and says, same to you. And away he goes, off through the sliding doors and back up the coast road to home and a cup of tea and 10 o'clock mass. And I go through security and up the escalator and onto the boat. My mum, by the way, when I eventually got up the courage to say to her, I love you, just said, aye. Well, sure, why wouldn't you?
That was sound effect contributor and Seattle writer Dominic Black.